إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you once again and we continue our classes in Aqeedah. Tonight we're starting a new book, Alhamdulillah, after finishing the explanation of the three fundamental principles of Shaykh al-Islam Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, the explanation of our beloved Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala. Tuesday nights we will continue reading the books of Aqeedah from the books of Ahlul Sunnah al-Ulama, our noble scholars. And the book that we're going to start is Sharh Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith. Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith lil-Imam Abi Uthman Ismail ibn Abdul Rahman al-Sabuni. The book we're going to start, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for all of us and to help us to study it in a way that is bring us benefits, is Aqidat al-Salaf, the creed of the Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith, of the great Imam Abi Uthman Ismail ibn Abdul Rahman al-Sabuni. This book is well known by Aqidat al-Salaf al-Sabuni. People, they know it like this, Aqidat al-Salaf al-Sabuni. And we're going to read from the explanation on this very important book by our beloved Shaykh Al-Allama, Al-Ustad, Al-Doktor, Rabi' ibn Hadi Umair Al-Madkhali, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. Before that, tonight we're going to bring an introduction to هذه المقدمة. I'm going to read to you the certain things, some muqaddimat, some introductions before we get into the book. From them, we're going to read, inshallah ta'ala, bring to you a brief biography of Al-Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullah. Who was he? So we will know who is this Shaykh, who is this Imam, who wrote this book, who compiled this book, Aqidatu Salaf Ashab al-Hadith. Likewise, we're going to read a little bit of history as related to his time, because the Shaykh, he died in the year 449 of the Hijrah. That's almost 1,000 years ago. Almost 1,000 years ago. So we're going to read Al-Hala al-Siyasiya wal-Hala al-Ilmiya al-Fikriya. We'll bring you the political era in his time. What was the politics in there, and who was the ruler? What was it, in any trouble? Was it stable? And also, we're going to read to you the Al-Hala al-Ilmiya al-Fikriya, where all the Muslims in his time were all of them upon the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, upon the way of the Salaf, or was it the other way? There was many different groups, and which is the case, by the way. There is many different groups and different heads and big guys that according to their innovations. And you can only imagine that when politically it's not stable, and on top of that is so many wicked and deviant callers that call to innovations and other than the way of the Salaf, can you imagine what the people be upon, what they went through at that time? That's why there was a great need for the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah to write books, and that's what they did. That's why you find many books that were written in these times. They were written about the Aqidah, to call the people to the creed of a Salaf. And these classes are for us to learn. So that's why we live in a time when it's not stable. Politically it's not stable. And also, look, Muslims, subhanAllah, they're not all upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is so many deviant groups and innovations and khurafat, shirk, wal-iyadu billah. So those amongst us who learn something, we need to talk to our people, start with those that are close to us. And of course, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, Jama'ah, alhamdulillah, our noble scholars, they follow the footsteps of their Salaf, and they wrote many books, alhamdulillah, and those who explained books, like the Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah, he explained this book, and many other books of Aqidah that have been explained by our noble scholars, because they want good for the people. As Salafiyun, they want good for the people. And they know that the only good is that which is guaranteed in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they know that the only way that the people are going to have good if they adhere to that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions they were upon. So we're going to go ahead and read to you awwalan al-hala siyasiyah. What was it? The politic in that time. Who was the ruler and the like in the time of this great Imam Abi Uthman Ismail ibn Abd al-Rahman al-Sabuni rahimahullah, who died in the year 449 of the Hijrah. قال عاش المؤلف أبو عثمان الصابوني في الربع الأخير من القرن الرابع وفي النصف الأول من القرن الخامس وبالتحديد من سنة 373 هجرية إلى سنة 449 هجرية. He said that المؤلف, the compiler of this book, أبو عثمان الصابوني رحمه الله, he lived the last quarter of the 4th century and the first half of the 5th century of the Hijrah. Precisely between the year 373 of the Hijrah, and that's the last quarter of the 4th century. Because the 300s, there's the 4th century. The 400s, all the years in the 400, they are the 5th century. They consider the 5th century. Like we are now in 2013, but they consider this the 21st century. Okay? So precisely he lived between the year 373 when he was born of the Hijrah and the year 449 of the Hijrah when he died, rahimahullah. وَقَدْ عَاصَرَ ثَلَاثَةً مِنَ خُلَفَاءِ الدَّوْلَةِ الْعَبَّاسِيَّةِ. And this man, when he was alive, actually three khulafa of the Abbasi Khilafah, Al-Khilafah Al-Abbasiyyah, because it was Al-Amawiyun, and then after them came Al-Abbasiyun. Al-Abbasiyun, the Khilafah Al-Abbasiyyah. So he was alive during his time, it was three khulafa. It's like if you ask someone here now, a brother from America, and if somebody is 50 years old, for example, and you ask them how many presidents you remember, he can tell you maybe 8 or 9 at least. Well, because here they do only 4 years, and even if they are re-elected, they go until 8 and that's it. But then, in the time of the Abbasiyun, as you're going to see, some of them they go for 20 years until they die. Some more than that. More than 20, some more, some less. Okay? It was not limited to 4 years or 8 years. Okay? So anyone, three of the khulafa. أولهم هو الخليفة الطائع لله، أبو بكر عبد الكريم ابن المطيع لله. The first of these three خلفاء, خليفة, that they were in his time, in the time of As-Sabuni رحمه الله, the first of them is الخليفة الطائع لله, أبو بكر عبد الكريم ابن المطيع لله. تولى الخلافة من سنة 363 الهجرة إلى أن خلع سنة 381 الهجرة. He became the Khalifa from the year 363 of the Hijrah. This Khalifa, الطائع لله, أبو بكر ابن عبد الكريم ابن المطيع لله. He became the Khalifa of the Muslimin in الدولة العباسية. خلافة العباسية from the year 363 until when he was overthrown. This one, he was overthrown. He was overthrown in the year 381 of the Hijrah. So almost 20 years. 18 years. He was the Khalifa until he was overthrown. Why he was overthrown? Remember, this is a Aqidah class. It's not a history. طيب. طيب. والثاني هو الخليفة القادر بالله أبو العباس أحمد ابن إسحاق بن جعفر. تقلد الخلافة سنة 381 الهجرة حتى توفي سنة 422 الهجرة. He says the second خليفة in his time, in the time of Imam al-Sabuni رحمه الله, was Al-Qadir Billah. Al-Qadir Billah, Abu al-Abbas. Ahmad ibn Ishaq ibn Ja'far. He became the Khalifa in the year 381 of the Hijrah. And he remained the Khalifa until he died in the year 422 of the Hijrah. How many years? 41 years. See, this one is long. It was 41 years. From 381 of the Hijrah until when he died. He became the Khalifa until he died. He remained the Khalifa until he died in the year 422 of the Hijrah. قال أما الخليفة الثالث فهو القائم بأمر الله أبو جعفر عبد الله بن القادر بالله. As for the third Khalifa, these are only the Khulafa that they were in a time when Imam al-Sabuni was alive. But these are not the only Khulafa of al-Dawla al-Abbasiyya, there are many of them. Many of them. So the third one is Al-Qa'im bi Amrillah, Abu Ja'far, Abdullah ibn al-Qadir billah. He's the son of the one who just died. Okay, the one who came before him. تولى الخلافة عند موت أبيه سنة 22 وبعد المئة الرابعة للهجرة. He became the Khalifa after the death of his father, who died in the year 422 of the Hijra, حتى توفي سنة 467. So he became he remained the Khalifa until he died. From 422 until he died at the year 467 of the Hijrah. And how many years he was the Khalifa? 45 years. 45. Even more than his father. 45 years. قال وقد ضعفت. And this is from the تاريخ الخلفاء للسيوطي and تاريخ بغداد. وقد ضعفت سلطة الخلفاء العباسيين هذه الفترة فكان أمر الخلافة في يد غيرهم. But this time, at this period, the دولة العباسية they become weak. In the beginning, it was strong. In the years, like in the second century, the third century, the beginning of the fourth century, they were strong. But now, at this time, this Dawla al-Abbasiyya, they become weak. even though they have khulafa and they have leaders and rulers, but who runs the affairs was somebody else. Somebody else. يقول الإمام الذهبي رحمه الله موضحا ذلك كان المطيع وابنه مستضعفين مع بني بويا ولم يزل أمر الخلفاء في ضعف إلى أن استخلف المقتفي بالله فصلح أمر الخلافة قليلا نعم. الإمام الذهبي رحمه تعالى bringing clarification to this era, he says المطيع and his son they were very weak. بنو بويا there was tribes from Ad-Daylam. And they're the ones that were running the affairs actually in the times of this Khulafa. And this weakness continued until the time of Al-Muqtafi Billah. And he brought a little bit back some strength to the Dawla Al-Abbasiyya. And then Shaykh mentioned because they were weak, the Dawla Al-Abbasiyya became weak. They were not that strong anymore. So, of course, other people, they took over many parts of their lands. Like, for example, the province called Khorasan, which is a big province, is very famous in the history. And many great scholars came from this area, Khorasan. Khorasan is a big province and it includes many areas from them Naysabur. And this Naysabur, subhanAllah, has many great scholars of hadith. And from this area, you got Imam Bukhari came from this area. Muslim, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, subhanAllah. Many of them, great al-Hakim, great a'imma of hadith. And many of them, they came from this area. And Naysabur, that the Imam al-Sabuni, he spent his life in it. This area was not stable. Even though it's supposedly under the leadership of al-Abbasiyun, but it was actually, this place was always a place of conflict. Many people, they have conflict. Who will govern and run this place? فَتَعَاقَبَتْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاطِينَ وَالْأُمَرَاءِ For a period of time, many other kings, you know, they took over these areas. Such as As-Samaniyya. As-Samaniyya, أصل بني سامان من العجم. كان جدهم أسد بن سامان من أهل خراسان. So the origin of As-Samaniyya, they are not Arabs, they are not Arabs. They were from Khurasan. From their grandfather Asad ibn Saman. So they took over a lot of lands in that area and they established their kingdom, okay, and their imara. But then it came to an end when this king called Mahmud ibn Subuktakin, he took over the place. Then Banu Suljuq, they moved this one. So everyone come for years, 50 or 100 or more or less, As-Samaniyya, then Banu Subuktakin, then Banu Suljuq. In the year 389, Mahmud ibn Subuktakin, he's very famous. He was a nice leader and ruler. Mahmud ibn Subuktakin. He went to Khurasan and he took it from As-Samaniyun. Mahmud ibn Sabuktakin, he established a big and a huge kingdom until when he died in the year 421 of the Hijrah. And his son Mas'ud, he was the leader in his place. And he fought in many times Bani Suljuq. And his affairs became to weaken, weaken until he was killed in the year 433 of the Hijrah. And then Bani Suljuq. All of this is in the time of Imam al-Sabuni. These are things that happen in his time, in the time of this great Imam, al-Imam Abi Uthman Ismail ibn Abdul Rahman al-Sabuni rahimahullah ta'ala. So Bani Suljuq, they took over Khurasan and whatever provinces around it. And the first of the kings of Salajika is Toghrul Bek ibn Mikail ibn Suljuq al-Turki. They were Turkish. They were Turks, these ones. Malik al-Ray. So this was a brief illustration on the politics at that time. And as you see, it was not stable. In the time of Al-Khilafah Al-Abbasiyyah, in Al-Khilafah Al-Abbasiyyah, in general, and especially in the province of Khurasan. Because Dawr al-Abbasiyyah was big, was huge. But especially in the province of Khurasan. And as you notice that the Dawr al-Abbasiyyah, the Abbasid dynasty or Khilafah, was weak. And there was Khulafa, but then other than them, they were running the affairs, which leads to those who were running the affairs to take over many provinces, and they started their own kingdoms and their own duel. So that's why it was always a conflict. It was always a conflict between them. And no doubt that this instability in politics, in political, this political instability has bad effects on the people at that time. Because people, they have to suffer. People always fights and always conflicts and chaos. ثانيا الحالة الفكرية والعلمية. Number two is the what about the, since we learned a little bit about the political era, what about the as the era as related to knowledge at that time? قال يتميز هذا العصر بوجود العديد من الطوائف والفرق المخالفة لمذهب أهل السنة ووجود المبرزين في مختلف العلوم والفنون. What distinguished this era where Imam al-Sabuni رحمه وتعالى was alive, the end of the 4th century and the first half of the 5th century of the Hijrah, is that the presence, what distinguishes it is the presence of many sects and groups that opposes the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Hadith. In his time, there was so many deviant groups and deviant sects that they were on something else. But one thing for sure, they were not adhering to the way of As-Salaf As-Salih, the way that the Sahaba were upon, Ridwanullah alayhim, and At-Tabi'un and Atba' At-Tabi'un, and the A'imma of the Deen. But also this time, it was an era and a time for great scholars in different fields of the deen, in tafsir, in hadith, in Arabic language, in grammar, poetry, name it. okay, in tajweed, in fiqh, along with some very famous people who they were the heads of the deviant groups. نقل السيوطي الإمام السيوطي عن الإمام الذهبي رحمه الله أنه قال عن عصر الخليفة القادر بالله that الإمام السيوطي mentioned that الإمام الذهبي said about the era where القادر بالله was a ruler. That was the first one we mentioned, القادر بالله, from the year 381 to, this is the second one, from the year 381 to 422, for 41 years. He said about his time, كان في هذا العصر, in this time, كان رأس الأشعرية, أبو إسحاق الإسفرايني. أشعرية, they are فرقة that opposes مذهب السلف. أشعرية. So we cannot be Ash'aris, by the way. Okay? Because Ash'ariyah, they oppose Madhab al-Salaf. At that time, they were famous. They have a presence. And the head of them was Abu Ishaq al-Isfarayini. And he is Ibrahim ibn Muhammad, ibn Ibrahim ibn Mihran, Abu Ishaq al-Isfarayini al-Mutakallim al-Usul al-Faqih, Sheikh Ahl Khurasan. He was a big Sheikh. But he was mutakallim, he was in kalam. And that's how many of those deviant groups, they went wrong, because instead to stick to the texts, and they understand, and to understand those texts as understood by Salaf al-Saleh, by the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now they use their intellect. And the mantiq, the logic, they said he has to make sense to them. And that's why they have ilm al-kalam, the rhetoric. And the opposed that took them away from sticking to the minhaj of al-salaf, the minhaj of al-sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhim. وفي عصر الخليفة القادر بالله كان كذلك رأس المعتزلة القاضي عبد الجبار. Also in that time, look at all this time when Imam As-Sabuni has to deal with all of these people. We're mentioning this because this is what he has to deal with. Alright? He has to deal with these people. So, Al-Mu'tazila, another deviant group, very serious deviant group, deviant sect. Okay? Firqa Dalla, Al-Mu'tazila. And they have leaders throughout times. But at that time, the head of them, their main sheikh, was Al-Qadi Abdul Jabbar. Ibn Ahmad Ibn Abdul Jabbar Abu al-Hasan al-Hamadani. Sheikh al-Mu'tazila fi asrihi. He was the head of, and the sheikh of the Mu'tazila, those people who are upon this way and this methodology, which once again is a deviant methodology. The Mu'tazila, they oppose أهل السنة والجماعة. They were not upon the madhab of السلف, the معتزلة. خالفوا في أمور كثيرة. They oppose madhab السلف in many things. Not only they oppose, but they fought for them. Many علماء, they suffered from them. Some were killed, والعياذ بالله. Actually, in before this time, the I'tizal, that was the official religion, the official madhab of the Muslimin. And they were successful, the Mu'tazila, to impose this methodology, this wicked methodology. And they were supported by some rulers. So much so that those rulers, they used to bring the ulama and tell them to follow the madhab of al-Mu'tazila. Those who don't, especially in the issue of khalq al-Qur'an. The Qur'an is created. That we're going to deal with it later on, inshallah, in the book. There is a paragraph and section just for that, for deals with this. وكذلك في عصره كان رأس الرافدة الشيخ المقتدر لكن يقول والمفيد. Likewise, الروافد, they were there at that time. Okay. ورأس الكرامية محمد بن الهيثم, the head of the كرامية. And also, along with these ones, he was رأس القراء, أبو الحسن الحمام. وهو علي بن أحمد بن عمر البغدادي مقرئ العراق. قرأ القراءات على طائفة من القراء وبرع فيها. تفرد بأسانيد القراءات وعلوها في وقته. توفي سنة 417 للهجرة. Now this man, he was a good man. He was a very renowned scholar in قراءات. Meaning in the science of Quran. In the science of Quran. He excelled in them in his time. And he died in the year 417 of the Hijra. وكذلك في عصر الإمام الصابوني رأس المحدثين الحافظ عبد الغني بن سعيد. وهو عبد الغني ابن سعيد ابن علي الحافظ الكبير. كانت الدارقطني يفخم أمره ويرفع ذكره. توفي سنة 409 للهجرة. Likewise, he mentioned in the time of Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullah, there was muhaddithin. There was great imams of hadith. But there was this great imam by the name of Abdul Ghani ibn Sa'id. Al-Imam al-Daraqutni, rahimahullah, he used to speak good about him. He used to always speak good about him. And he died in the year 409 of the Hijrah. وكذلك في عصره رأس الصوفية أبو عبد الرحمن السلمي. Likewise, the head of the Sufis, the Sufiya at that time. ورأس الشعراء أبو عمر بن دراج أو دراج. Even they mentioned in his time the leader and the head of all poets. Because poetry was very strong at that time. ورأس المجودين ابن البواب وهو علي ابن هلال. And also he was this great scholar. He was the head of all of the mashayikh that excel in the tajweed, in signs of tajweed of the Quran. And ibn al-Bawwab, he is Ali ibn Hilal Abu al-Hasan ibn al-Bawwab. توفي سنة 413 الهجرة. He died in the year 413 of the Hijrah. ورأس الملوك السلطان محمد بن سبكتكين. And also the famous king at that time, because there was different kings. As-Samaniya, they have kings. As-Salajiqa. And then Ibn Sabuktukin, Banu Buya. So he was the famous king, Mahmud Ibn Sabuktukin. زاد السيوطي ويضم إلى هذا رأس الزنادقة الحاكم بأمر الله. وهو الحاكم بأمر الله منصور بن عبد العزيز العبيدي صاحب مصر والشام والحجاز والمغرب. كان سيء الاعتقاد سفاكا للدماء ظالما له سيرة سيئة. مات سنة 411 للهجرة. He says, Imam Sayyuti, he says, on top of all of this man name, now also at that time he was the head of a zanadiqa. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. This man, his name Al-Hakim bi Amrillah. Look at the name. The one who judged by what Allah has commanded, he is far away. He was upon shirk and kufr, al-iyadu billah. And who is he? He's this man, he was Ubaydi wal iyad billah. They were in Egypt. They started in Egypt. And they're the one actually who started the bid'ah of al-mawlid. Naynam, the ulama, they said they're the one that started the bid'ah of celebrating the mawlid of the Prophet ﷺ. And then they add to that many things, the celebration of Fatima's birthday, and Ali, and Hassan, Hussein, and himself, their kings, and many other things. And that's from that time, because this bid'ah of al-mawlid was not known before. In the first century, second century, third century, they didn't know, no. Cannot find it in any books of fiqh or hadith or anything. Until the Ubaydiyun in Egypt, they came. And these people, they were very vicious and wicked. And they introduced a lot of shirk and innovations, wa'iyadu billah, and ilhad. And they, by turning the people away from the deen of Allah, wa'iyadu billah. This man, who was the ruler of Al-Ubaydiyun, so their kingdom was over, they ruled over Egypt, Sham, Hijaz, part of Hijaz, Al-Maghrib, which is now all of the Libya, Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, Mauritania, and all of that. He says he has an evil and a wicked belief, an aqidah. He used to kill the people for no reason. He was an oppressor and a tyrant. He has an evil biography. He was destroyed in the year 411 of the Hijrah. وكذلك كان في هذه الحقبة رأس اللغويين الجوهري. Also at this time he was the head of all of those who knows the Arabic language, not those who speak the Arabic language. Now people who study the Lugha and they masters it, not just speak Arabic. Speaking Arabic is one thing, but knowing Arabic is two different things. Not all those who speak Arabic know Arabic. Same way, you think all those who speak English know English? No. Some people, they speak English, but you can bring them a sentence and break it down. Give me the subject, the predicate, the COD. He's like, what? They don't. The prefix, the what? What is Muhammad? Huh? الحمد لله من سكت نجا whoever is silent is saved ولا ينسب لساكت قوله لا ينسب لساكت قوله. You can never attribute a statement to someone who was silent. That's good. This is from the virtue who has been silent. You can say he said it, but he never said anything. لا ينسب لساكت قوله. نعم. So who is this man, the head of the scholars in the Lugha? Al-Jawhari. هو أبو نصر إسماعيل بن حماد التركي الجوهري مصنف كتاب الصحاح في اللغة وأحد من يضرب به المثل في ضبط اللغة. He was a high scholar as related to the Arabic language. The language, okay? He died in the year 393 of the Hijra. وَكَذَلِكَ رَأْسُ النُّحَاتِ Ibn Jinni. Even in grammar, he was this sheikh. Okay? وَرَأْسُ الْبُلَغَاءِ الْبَدِيعِ وَرَأْسُ الْخُطَبَاءِ Ibn Nabata. He was this man who was khatib. Even those people who used to give sermons, they were distinguished. Okay? They were very famous and known with the scales. ورأس المفسرين. Also there was ulama of tafsir, but he mentioned the head of them. Who was the leader, the renowned scholar at that time? Abu al-Qasim ibn Habib al-Naysaburi. هو Abu al-Qasim al-Hasan ibn Muhammad ibn Habib ibn Ayyub al-Naysaburi al-Wa'id al-Mufassir Imam عصره في معاني القرآن وعلومه. صنف في القراءات والتفسير وانتشر عنه بنيسابور العلم الكثير. وتوفي سنة 406 الهجرة. إسماعيل was a great scholar in tafsir, science of Quran, and the meanings and the interpretation of the ayats and the science of the Quran. And he has spread a lot of good knowledge, alhamdulillah, in Naysabur. And he died in a year 406 of the Hijra. وكان في ذلك العصر كذلك رأس الخلفاء القادر بالله فإنه من أعلامهم تفقه وصنف. Also he says, and also at that time it was the famous Khalifa, the head of all of the Khulafa at that time, in that era, you know, during the period of his life, he was a renowned Khalifa, Al-Qadir Billah. And this man, now he was the Khalifa, but also he has knowledge. He has knowledge and he had fiqh. And he compiled some books himself and authored some books. قال وناهيك بأن الشيخ تقي الدين بن الصلاح عده من فقهاء الشافعية وأولده في طبقاتهم. He says it's enough that الشيخ تقي الدين بن الصلاح, this one of the great scholars, ابن الصلاح, especially in hadith and in رجال, he consider him from the فقهاء of الشافعية, the علماء of fiqh, upon the school of thought of Imam al-Shafi'i. ومدته في الخلافة من أطول المدد. And he was the Khalifa for a long time. For how long? 41 or 45? Al-Qadir Billah, 41 years. أين؟ قال ولا شك أن انتشار تلك الطوائف بزعامة دعاتها له تأثير خطير على المجتمع في ذلك العصر. لأن الشيخ منشن no doubt that the presence of these different deviant groups and sects, not only that they are there, but they have leaders, and they have famous leaders. They have famous leaders who were famous. They know what they're doing. It's not like when you find a deviant group somewhere, but they have no leader. They're there, but they have no leader. It's not like when they have a very, very renowned and skillful leader. So he said, what do you think? They have a very dangerous impact on the society at that time. They have very dangerous impact on society at that time. Look in our time too. والله المستعان. You find the علماء of أهل السنة in our time, Sheikh bin Baz, Al-Albani, Ibn Uthaymeen, Al-Fawzan, and other than them, they call to the منهج of أهل السنة والجماعة. They want the people to adhere to that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon, that which his companions, they stick to in his life and after his death, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But then you find in our times, there is many deviant groups. There is modern groups, and then there is the other groups who they were, the Asha'ira, they still exist. The belief of the Asha'ira still spread amongst many Muslims. The Khawarij, okay? The Madhab of the Khawarij is still spread amongst many Muslims in our time. The Mu'tizal, Ash'ariya, Sufiya, Rafid, Rawafid, Murji'ah, Qadariyah. Nah, there's many Muslims there upon this, wal'iyadu billah. And then you find the modern ones, like Al-Akhwan al-Muslimun, Jama'at al-Tabligh, Hizb al-Tahrir, and add to them Sururiyun, Qutbiyun, and Haddadiyun. For some people, these terms maybe doesn't mean a lot, but inshallah ta'ala, Sheikh Rabi is going to mention some of these things in his book. who are the Sororiyun, who are the Ikhwan Muslimun, who are the Qutbiyun, who are the Haddadiyun, and all of these people, they oppose Madhab al-Salaf. They are not upon the Madhab al-Salaf. And you find the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they fight these ideologies. They refute Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun. They refute Jama'at Tabligh. They refute Al-Sururiyya, Al-Qutbiyya, Al-Haddadiyya. They refute all of these. Al-Ahbash, another group, Al-Ahbash, who they cause a lot of chaos also. And the Ilmaniyun, of course, don't forget about those people. They says, look, man, people are free to do whatever they want to do. Come on, the religion is only in the masjid. When you're in a masjid, you're religious. Once you step out the masjid, you're on your own. Do whatever you want to do. Ayna. And many, many other divine groups. You find the ulama, our noble scholars, when you see them, they teach in these books. There is two things. There is two benefits. For one, they teach in the people the aqidah of a salaf, but in the same way, they refute in what opposes it. Ayna. That's how we look at it. When you find our noble scholars teaching the books of a salaf, especially in aqidah, keep in mind that they're doing this because they want the people to be upon the aqidah of the salaf, and in the same way, that's a refutation against anyone who opposes madhab al-salaf. قال ومن الفتن التي حصلت بسبب ذلك أن في سنة 398 للهجرة وقعت فتنة بين الرافدة وأهل السنة في بغداد وكاد الشيخ أبو حامد الإسفرايني يقتل فيها ولما بلغ ذلك الخليفة القادر بالله بعث أعوانه لنصرة أهل السنة فانكسر الروافد. Mentioned that from the fitan that took place is that in the year 398 of the Hijrah, it was a big fitna between the Rawafid, أخزاهم الله, and أهل السنة in Baghdad. It was a big fitna that the Sheikh Abu Hamid al-Isfarayini, رحمه الله, he almost killed in it. But when Al-Khalifa Al-Qadir Billah knew about this, he sent forces to support Ahlul Sunnah, and therefore the Rawafid, they were defeated. ثم تجددت هذه الفتنة واشتدت بين السنة والروافد سنة 422 للهجرة فقويت عليهم أهل السنة وقاتلوا خلق منهم. Then he says this fitna, look, from 398 they were defeated, but then it took place again in the year 422 of the Hijrah. But alhamdulillah, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, once again, they defeated them. 422, what does it mean to you? What year is that? The death of Al-Qadir Billah. That's when he died. And people, they take advantage of that. Ahlul Bid'ah, Ahlul Dalal, Uliyyad Billah. ثم قال وكان الخلفاء العباسيون في ذلك الوقت متمسكين بمذهب أهل السنة الحمد لله. Said that the rulers and the خلفاء العباسيون at that time, at that era, they were holding firm to the methodology of أهل السنة. فهذا الخليفة العباسي القادر بالله يقول عنه الخطيب البغدادي. For instance, this great خليفة that we're talking about, القادر بالله, الخطيب البغدادي رحمه الله, says about him, كان من الستر والديان من الستر والديانة وإدامة التهجد بالليل وكثرة البر والصدقات على صفة اشتهرت عنه وعرف بها عند كل أحد مع حسن المذهب وصحة الاعتقاد. This is the Khalifa, the ruler, Look what Imam al-Baghdadi said about him. He said, this man, he was very modest. And he was a religious person. He was serious about his religion. And he used to always make tahajjud at night. And he used to do a lot of good. He used to help people, assist people, give a lot of charities. In a way that it is, he became famous of these things. Everybody knows this about him. They know his modesty, and he's a religious person, and obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a pious person. Even tahajjud, they know about him, about that. And sadaqat, giving charities, helping the people, and being kind and nice to the people. Along with this, he was upon the madhhab of Salaf, and he was upon their aqeedah. وكان صنف كتابا في الأصول ذكر فيه فضائل الصحابة على ترتيب مذهب أصحاب الحديث. الإمام الخطيب البغدادي says that القادر بالله he compiled a book in أصول, mention in it the virtues of the companions, following in that مذهب أصحاب الحديث, the مذهب of the people of hadith. وأولد في كتابه فضائل عمر بن عبد العزيز وإكفار المعتزلة والقائلين بخلق القرآن. And he mentioned in it the virtue of عمر بن عبد العزيز رحمه الله. Likewise, he mentioned the disbelief of المعتزلة and those who say that the Quran is created. وكان الكتاب يقرأ كل جمعة في حلقة أصحاب الحديث بجامع المهدي ويحضر الناس سماعه. Said, and this book every Friday used to be read in the circle of knowledge of the ulama of hadith in the mosque called Al-Mahdi, and many people attend those classes and those circles and listen to those classes in which this book is taught. Now, تفضل.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم. ومعظم الخلفاء والأمراء في ذلك العصر كانوا على درجة كبيرة من العلم, وأبرزهم الخليفة القادر بالله كما تقدم. كانوا يحبون العلماء ويعظمونهم, مما كان له الأثر العظيم على تنشيط الحركة العلمية. And many, if not the majority of the خلفاء and the أمراء at that time, at that era, the era of Al-Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah, they had knowledge. They were not ignorant. Yes, they were rulers, but they have knowledge in the fields of the deen. But the one who stands out the most is Al-Khalifa Al-Qadir Billah, as it was mentioned. They used to love the scholars, to respect them. They love the scholars and respect them, ulama Ahlul Sunnah, al-Jama'ah, who adhere to the way of Salaf al-Saleh, to the madhab of Salaf. They used to love them and respect them, which reflect in a positive way in the spread of the madhab of Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. ومما قاله ابن الأثير عن السلطان محمود ابن سبكتكين عنده علم ومعرفة وصنف له كثير من الكتب في فنون العلوم وقصده العلماء من أقطار البلاد وكان يكرمهم ويقبل عليهم ويعظمهم ويحسن إليهم. ابن الأثير رحمه الله says in his book كتاب الكامل, he said about Mahmud ibn Sabuktukin, who was a king, one of the kings at that time, he says he has knowledge. He has knowledge. And he has compiled many books in different fields. And the scholars, they used to come in his area. And he used to be nice to them, kind to them. And he used to sit in their gatherings and in their classes, in their circles. And he used to respect them and take good care of them. وقال ابن خلدون كما في تاريخه عن ابنه يعني ابن محمود بن سبكتكين السلطان مسعود كان محبا للعلماء مقربا لهم محسنا إليهم وإلى غيرهم من ذوي الحاجات. ابن خلدون in his تاريخ he mentioned about the son of ابن سبكتكين As-Sultan Mas'ud, he says, he used to love the scholars. And he used to always have them around him. He used to be kind to them and good to them. And to anyone who's in need. And likewise, the good rulers, if you are one of the signs of a ruler who wants good for himself, and good of the people, he will take good care of ulama of Ahlul Sunnah. You find now in our time, in the Saudiya, in al-Mamlaka al-Saudiya, harasah Allah, they respect the ulama. They respect Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, who is very respected amongst them. They respect the ulama, still they do. And they go back to them. They take good care of them. They respect them. That's why you see, alhamdulillah, Allah protecting them. And now you see in other countries, subhanAllah, the deviant rulers, they kill the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, put them in jail, and they chase them away. They don't allow them to teach. They don't allow their books to spread amongst the people. But who's around them? Ulama usu, the wicked so-called scholars. They're the ones that are close to them. Because they follow them. They just tell them whatever pleases them. But the rulers in his time, in the time in the era of As-Sabuni, rahimahullah, they were upon the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and they used to love and respect the ulama of As-Salaf. Respect them. Listen to them and be in their gatherings and the like. So this was a brief illustration on the two eras, political one and also the scientific one, as related to the era where Al-Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah ta'ala lived, because this will help us and assist us to understand better his book. Because when he began to talk and refute this and this, you know, oh yeah, in his time there was Mu'tazila, that's why. Oh yeah, in his time there was this and there was that. If we don't know these things, it becomes difficult for you to understand the book, inshallah ta'ala. Next class we continue. We're still in the introductions. We're going to continue by reading a brief biography on on Al-Imam al-Sabuni himself, rahimahullah, his nasab, his life, his family, his shuyukh, who was his teachers, who was his students, what is some of the books he has compiled, what is his aqidah and his madhab. Likewise, thana'ul ulama alayh, what the scholars said about him and his death. And then we say something about our beloved Shaykh al-Walid, الدكتور العلامة ربيع ابن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى. جزاكم الله خيرا على حسن إنساتكم وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.